The Shishi of Korach is a very fascinating aliyah in the sense that it moves in a certain measure from Yisrael to Levi to Kohen. So first, Klal Yisrael says, Hein avadnu kulanu, that there's a sense of loss where the Jewish people don't know how they're going to avoid what appears to them, as Targum Upko says, Ketilas Charba, Belias Ara, Bemosana, so many different ways that the Jewish people can be destroyed. Right, presumably a reference to the Ma'apilim, and then the others Korach, and then the Dever, which came Kol HaKarev, HaKarev HaMishkan Nayamu, same time Nilikvoa. So then Moshe instructs Aaron, V'yomer Shem Aaron, but Rashi says, spoke to Moshe, tell Aaron, that Tisua Savona Mikdash, that the Kohanim and Levim, really Shevet Levi as a whole, needs to get together to make the point, the Azara Karev Yumas. And then we move on to the Matnos Kahuna. So right at the interface of the last two sections, we have the following. This is now directed towards the Kohanim as opposed to Shevet Levi writ large. So there's a kind of a duality to the work of the Kohanim that's described here. L'chol dvar ha-mizbeach, that's the Karbanos, ulu mibeis la-parochas, that's of course the realm of the Kodesh Kadashim, which is kind of its own realm. Avodas matana etain es kunaschem. So Rashi says, b'matana nisati ha-lachem. Targum is simply the term itself, pulchan matana. So the Ramban comments, what exactly does this mean, avodas matana etain es kunaschem? He quotes Rashi, lomar shilachem matana gemura, that it's completely yours. There's almost a sense of bilis, proprietary, ad shazar ha-karev yachayiv misa. But then the Ramban circles back. He says, "V'nachon be'ena." When I say avodas matana, sheyomar vavatem avodas kahuna, v'enen lacham avodas shibud kavodas avdei hamalachim, aval avodas matana gedola nasati lacham baluchavolus yivares meiti kinin shedarshu lemashcha. As the next pasuk says, "V'chol katshev neisrael lacham nisatim lemashcha." Right? Rashi says that's a lashon of gedula. Targum Onklus had that before, and lerivu. Right, sense of ribusa, sense of being exalted. So the point is here, right, that the Torah is making it, the way that the Ramban phrases it, avodas matana etenes kunaschem, right, that the matana is the avoda itself. That to be able to not be an eved la'eved, but to be avadim lamakom is itself, right, a great matana, and instead of being degrading, or a source of diminution, it's actually a source of being exalted. L'mashcha l'gedula avodas matana tenes kunaschem lashon Ramban l'chavod l'tifares me'iti lo kederach avadim l'avadim ela ke'avdei hamelachim. And so, even though, again, this is the context of learning about additional responsibilities of the Kohanim in particular, v'atau v'necha itcha tisues avon ha-miska'ab HaMikdash, Yatav Benach Yitcha, Tisu Esavon Kunaschem, the buck stops here, that Shevet Levi themselves, you know, take their orders and their instructions from you. But in the end, this is not meant to be perceived as a burden. It's meant to be perceived as Avodas Matana Atenes Kunaschem, was enormous privilege for a person to be an Eved, not La'Eved, Ki Avadayim, but an Eved LeMelech. Of course, this was on some level meant to be and is still the province of all of Klal Yisrael, Mamlachas Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh, but more intensively it's felt amongst the Kohanim themselves. And in that respect, of course, so the persona of Aaron, which we discussed the previous aliyah, Vayamod ben Hamesim u'ben Achayim, Vayaro Tzotocha Kahal, the O of Yisrael par excellence, right? So the point here is that it's the Avas Yisrael of Aaron HaKohen that makes him so well suited for this job, not just as the Mechaper in chief of Klal Yisrael, but as the protector in chief, Azara Karev Yumas, right? Aaron would never want to see anything like that. Vayarut Zotocha Kahal. So once again, it's that demonstration amongst others that really instantiates the idea that Aaron is the optimal candidate to ensure not only the safe runnings of the Avodas Hamizbeach, Ulumi Beis LaParochas, all of that, which is definitely a given, but in a sense of protecting the Jewish people, Hazar HaKarev Yumas, Hein Gavanu, Avanu, Kulanu, Avanu, this is the answer to that question, that an Ohev Yisrael, unmatched in his commitment and his fealty to Am Yisrael, will be there to ensure that the Tsar, who is Karev, knows full well what he's doing before he goes beyond the point of no return.